If he beats a had, and he shechts the animal, takes the animal had, and now he wants to like clean it, right? So he rinses it off. He takes water, he rinses it off, and now he's going to beat it. He's going to beat the outside now to get the water off the had. If he does this outside the water, so he's washed it in the water, takes it up, now he's beating it to dry it. So if he does it outside the water, kiyutan, the rule of kiyutan does apply, and the reason being, now he's interested in removing the water off, the splashings that come off. He wants them off. He doesn't want them on the animal hide, so that will render something susceptible to impurity if he touches it. A soichamam, if he does it inside the water, he leaves it in the water, and now he's like banging it in the water to help clean it off. Einan b'chiyutan, so kiyutan doesn't apply in that case, because he doesn't intend to remove the water over there, because other water is coming in. As he beats it to take off water, other water is going to come in. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, after the Soichamam, he disagrees with that. He says, even inside the water, b'chiyutan, if he's beating it, it will kiyutan will apply. B'bnei shum iskaven shi'etz imatsua, because he intends that it comes out. Whatever water is in the hard, he wants that water to come out, right? Because it's going to come out with the dirt and with whatever, and then, you know, other water will come in, but the water that comes out, he does want it to come out, and therefore kiyutan will apply to the water that comes out of it.